Here's your chance to participate in an opportunity to run, walk, skip, whatever you need to do to raise funds for Kenowa Ambucks. Our Memorial Day weekend, believe it or not, is right around the corner, so let's talk about it. On behalf of Kenowa Ambucks and why we should be caring, Kelly Williams, Vice President, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Dave Hodge. So we're going to put your elect president chair on?
Vice President.
Oh, Vice President-elect. Yes. See, I keep wanting to promote you to president because you're kind of that, you hold that kind of stature.
Thank you, Dave Hodge,
Kelly Williams, good morning. I consider this an annual interview when it comes to the activities you have in store, plus the opportunity to talk about Kenowa Ambucks. Dave, what are you all about?
Kenowa Ambucks, the mission is helping people with disabilities achieve mobility and independence. So we have several programs that we do. Basically, the water's edge, when you've got mobility issues, is quality of life versus medical necessity. Insurance will do everything that's medically necessary to give you good quality of life, but once you want to get beyond that and you want to get out and do recreation opportunities or maybe participate in things like that, that's where you're kind of on your own, and that's where the Ambucks is there to help. So we have an Amtrike program that provides...
Amtrike, right?
Absolutely.
And there's my picture on your Facebook page. Is that the Amtrike there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big red trike.
Yeah.
And they go from, you can be 2 years old, you can be 80 years old. We've given them away to people across the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Another thing we'll do is specialized therapies. It could be for speech. It could be for occupational therapy, physical therapy. It could be aquatic therapy or therapeutic horseback riding, anything like that. We really like to support those types of programs, just helping families get access to that for quality of life, like I say.
Yes. Kelly Williams, go more a little bit into Kenowa Ambucks. Is this a service club? How are you? How do you work?
This is a service club. Our footprint is Jenison, Hudsonville, Granville. That's why we're in the Kenowa. There are other Ambucks around the city, so we tend to stay in that area for the people that we serve. Mm-hmm. We also go out to Wyoming, Byron Center, if there's a need that way. Most people tend to request from all over the place, and we kind of put them where we see fit within our organization or another one that we might partner with.
You are very involved in your communities, and let's zone in on the Memorial Day 5K race and parade in Jenison.
So the Memorial Day 5K, that started about 35 years ago.
It's so sustainable.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. You know, Memorial Day is really it's a time for remembrance and honoring the people who have served and those who have not come back. And, you know, there are observances around, but this is something that's really fun for the whole family. I mean, we are respectful. We have a flyover that starts the parade every year, and we've been doing the parade for over 50 years now. The 5K run's been going on the same time,
yes,
too, but Kelly has been working real hard to get that really amped up. We're going to have probably record turnout for the 5K run this year, and we've got some new involvement with some of the other schools. So we're expecting a lot of turnout there, and we've changed the course so that it goes right down Baldwin. There's only one hill in Jenison, and we hit it. So
you brought that hill in, man. Well, you want a little challenge because those who you support with Ambucks face challenges.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, details again of the time and how to register for Memorial Day.
The race starts at 8 a.m. on Monday, the 29th of May. They can register early at Classic Races, our race management. So race sign up has our link there to run. The registration fee is $30 for prior registration and $35 for on-site. It includes a dry wick t-shirt and then a runner bag with all the fun goodies that we'll be able to put into it. You can register the day of starting at 6:30 a.m. and just walk up and sign up.
Sounds like a well-run event, as it should be. Back to Ambucks. I'm going to continue talking about putting a face or one who receives the proceeds. I mean, are you working with kids, adults who have special challenges? Do you have a story to share?
Absolutely. So the way I heard about it, Ambucks is really kind of a well-kept secret.
Does Ambucks stand for something?
American Business Clubs.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so or Americanism, Brotherhood character. Yes. There's different things. Right. It's the service club itself is over 100 years old, so it has a lot of the characteristics that you'd expect from a classic service club. Oh. But you know, our particular story is my son Thomas was born with cerebral palsy, and when he was little, I mean, he couldn't run and do a lot of the things kids like to do, but he loved to feel the wind on his face. So we would go down to Frog Hollow Park in Wyoming, and I would push him on the swings there because the swings were specially shaped and they had a 5-point harness. He could swing safely without falling out of it. We could do that for hours. And as I was pushing him on the swings all that time, there's a little sign next to the swings that says, donated by the Granville Ambucks. And I said, well, that's the first time I ever heard of the Ambucks. So when I joined the Chamber of Commerce, I asked Sandy, you know, do you know any Ambucks? She says, I'm an Ambucks. And she took me to the meeting, and that was it. So that was 6 years ago, and it's been fun ever since. But yeah, that's exactly what we do, those sorts of fun little extras that, you know, mean so much to families.
Sharing, as you're mentioning, pieces of equipment, raising funds for the tri here, mm-hmm. and more. Kelly, do you need members to become part of Ambucks Future?
We would love more members. The more members out there, the more recognition we'll get as far as people knowing what we do and who we are. So we are recruiting members all year round. We meet twice a month, the first and the third Tuesday of every month at Sunnybrook for lunch, and lunch is provided. It's a part of your dues. Yes. And then we have various fundraisers throughout the year, including this one. We do an Oscars event. We do a Griffins game. So we are always looking to raise money to support all of these different programs that we do within
yes.
Ambucks.
Again, I'm on your Kennewa Ambucks site, and here it looks like you've got partnerships with Comprehensive Therapy Center at your Oscars event. You have a PT speaking to your organization, so it looks like you walk your talk pretty well.
Thank you. Yeah, we really stay focused on what we do best, and I feel like we've got really good people in our group. That's, you know, when you're working with fun people, many hands make light work, but it's also just a lot of fun to serve. And I feel like that's something that you can get a lot of in the Ambucks. If you're someone who really wants to kind of help out and do a little extra just to help people who are really going to appreciate what you do for them, there's really nothing better than the Ambucks.
So back to Jennison and that 5K. Give me more of the spirit. Obviously, the parade starts after the 5K.
It's a zoo, I got to tell you.
That's a cool thing.
Absolutely. It's really exciting. I mean, we show up around, I mean, we get there pretty early, but the runners all start showing up around 7:15, 7:30, and shotgun start hits at 8, and then course is clear just in time for the parade to come down at 9 o'clock. It's really, and on an average year, we'll have about 100 floats in the parade, so it's probably one of the bigger parades in the area. If it's an election year like last year, it goes much, much bigger than that.
Yeah. Yes. Kennewa Ambucks presenting the Memorial Day event, which includes the 53rd annual parade, the 34th annual 5K race. Way awesome. Kelly Williams, your final words as Vice President of Ambucks? Ambucks?
We would love to see you. Come out and see us for the race. It's a good run. It's challenging. There's prizes. And if you're interested in the club, check out our Facebook and IM us, and we'd love to give you more information about joining our group.
Dave Hodge, Vice President-elect, your final word.
Last words on it, I would say come check us out on Facebook. If you're in the area, come on down to 20th and Baldwin in Jenison. You will not miss us. There's a huge tent. You'll find the race right easy. If you want to march in the parade, sure, why not? Just join in. No one's going to stop you.
Nope, not.
Or if you just want to collect candy, you can do that too. So.
Great. Dave and Kelly, thank you very much on behalf of Kennewa Ambucks and the Memorial Day 5K in Jenison. Thank you.
Thank you.